ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. And that question is this: how can we learn to become more patient? What can we do that we can become more patient? As you know, patience is one of those central Islamic virtues. Now, there's a little difference of opinion. Some people even go to the extent in saying that patience is the most central Islamic virtue. We don't want to get into these kind of discussions, ethical discussions right now. But nevertheless, we can say that in the Holy Quran, many verses have been revealed regarding the virtue of patience. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "And obey Allah and His Apostle, and do not dispute, or you will lose heart and your power will be gone. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient." And in another verse, we read, "And how many a prophet there has been, alongside whom a multitude of godly men fought. They did not falter for what befell them in the way of Allah. Neither did they weaken, nor did they abase themselves. And Allah loves the persevering ones." So patience is a virtue, but a lot of people, you know, they say, how can we, you know, these virtues are all good, but can you tell us the means and the methodology that we can adopt, by means of which we can acquire and attain these virtues? Fortunately, we do have a method, and it has been alluded to in the hadith and the Quran as well. In one beautiful hadith, the Prophet makes gives very general advice on what we can do to adopt these virtues. The Prophet said, "Whoever tries to be patient, Allah makes him patient. And whoever tries to remain chaste, Allah keeps him chaste. And whoever suffices himself with what he has, Allah enriches him." Right? So in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet gives us some very general advice on how to adopt these virtues. He says, if you make a very sincere effort for the acquisition and the attainment of these virtues, then no doubt God Almighty, He will assist you in the attainment and the acquisition of that virtue. So you try to be patient, you make a sincere effort to be patient, you make the intention to be patient, and Allah, He will give you that patience and He will assist you in being patient. And the same thing goes for other virtues, like for example, being chaste. Let's say that a person, you know, is relatively unchaste and, you know, he has a problem remaining chaste. But he wants to be chaste and he makes an effort to do so, then God Almighty, He will take care of the rest and, you know, allow this person to become a chaste person. It's also interesting to note that at the end of this hadith, the Prophet, he mentions something very interesting. He said, "No servant can ever be granted something better and more sufficient than patience." Meaning that patience is probably the most central virtue within the very myriad and the very multitude of Islamic virtues and good traits, because it is through patience, like if you take note of this, according to this hadith, when we try to acquire a certain virtue, we have to be patient in it, you know. And through this patience in the acquisition of the search for that virtue, God Almighty, He assists us and He gives us, and allows us to attain that virtue. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the way to acquire patience in the light of the prophetic hadith and the Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
ربنا يا ربنا.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.